Ken, I'm standing here looking out over this beautiful scene, looking at the mouth of the Amazon River. Can you tell us about some of God's mighty acts here many years ago when the gospel first came to Brazil?
The Reformed churches were already working here in the 1600s as the Dutch were here for commercial purposes. The Reformed churches came along with them. And in Pernambuco State, we had so much vibrant mission work between 1630 and 1654, which was the time of Dutch control, that we actually had two entire classes or presbyteries in one synod organized. There was very, very intense mission work amongst the Indians and amongst the Portuguese population, leading to the establishment of many churches in the aldeas of the Indian villages. The ministers were very, very active, traveling days and days on horseback to reach the outlying villages, to catechize them, to preach the gospel. What we saw was every Sunday there were worship services in Spanish, in Portuguese, in English, in French, and in also Tupi, which is the indigenous language. The Heidelberg Catechism was translated into Tupi, and missionaries went out all over the Northeast teaching, preaching, catechizing in the Indian villages. In 1654, the Dutch were thrown out of Brazil, and the reformed and believing Indians were faced with a choice, either die or convert to Roman Catholicism. They chose to flee into the interior of the country, fortify themselves in villages, and sending letters back to Holland asking for reformed preachers. And politically and because of other things, it wasn't possible for Holland to send reformed preachers. And what happened was the Roman Catholics sent priests to these little towns to try and win these Indians back to the Roman Catholic faith. And they have recorded their impressions as they came to these towns, and they said, it's like coming to Geneva. We're seeing these Indians, and they're sitting on their doorsteps catechizing their children. Now, the catechism, Heidelberg Catechism, had been translated very quickly into Tupi, which is the indigenous language here in the northeast of Brazil. So what we have, too, is records of Roman Catholic priests in other states far away saying, be careful of those Indians that come from Pernambuco, because they come with very, very bad heresies, the Calvinist heresy. So these were Reformed Indians, and they really, really tried to hold on to the faith which they had been taught. We see hundreds and hundreds of years ago how vibrantly the Reformed mission work was carried out in South America. It's a great blessing to see today that the Lord is giving growth and blessing to the church planting work of the Reformed churches in exactly the same geographical areas where almost 400 years ago we saw vibrant Reformed work happening as well. And we're very thankful for the Lord's mercies in this.